happens in terms of creating wars is a mind manipulation technique called problem reaction solution. And it works like this. First of all, you create the problem, but you get someone else to be blamed for it. You then report that problem through the media in the way you want it reported. You get the public to react to your problem by saying, something must be done, this can't go on, what are they going to do about it? And at that point, they, who have covertly created the problem and blame someone else, who glean that reaction of do something, then offer the solution to the problems they have created.
If you tell the people they have an external enemy, they'll follow you anywhere.
The government may actually have been behind September 11 and the September 11th attacks and the conspiracy theories in general surrounding 9/11.
Problem reaction solution. Problem reaction solution. Problem reaction solution. Problem reaction solution.
The New World Order better stop carrying out terror attacks. We've caught them over 200 times in the last 100 years, Western governments doing this. Hitler did it, the Russians did it, the British do it. Look at America, it's turning into a police state.
Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. And it works like this. And it works like this.
With regard to 7-7, there's been a witness report in which somebody who was on one of the tube trains says that he didn't see a man with a rucksack. In fact, after the explosion, what he saw was metal pointing upwards from the bottom of the carriage. That would indicate, of course, that the bomb was not carried onto the tube train, but was in fact attached underneath it.
Problem reaction solution. Problem reaction solution. Solution. Problem reaction solution.
Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction and he's
his weapons of mass destruction program is active, detailed, and growing.
He has no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction.
No doubt at all that we will find evidence of weapons of mass destruction.
Solution.